Arts Week will take place March 30th through April 7th at venues throughout the city. Celebrating Boulder artists, arts, and culture, Boulder Arts Week will feature art walks, exhibitions, dance, public art, and more. More information at boulderartsweek.org.
Tired of those same old boring Friday nights? Yeah, me too. Well, then it's time to get your blues on each and every Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. on KGNU's Blues Legacy program. From Coco to BB to the Good Doctor, Blues Legacy brings you the very finest weekly blues programming this side of the Delta. So get your mojo going and set that dial to KGNU's Blues Legacy program every Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU.org.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating the birthday and also the music of one of the early folk pioneers of ragtime. I'm referring to Sanford Brunson Campbell, better known as Brun Campbell. Born in Oberlin, Kansas, March 26, 1884. Died in Venice, California, November 23, 1952. He had an early interest in music, especially in ragtime. He is reported to have been the very first person to have played the maple leaf rag, played it from an original manuscript that came from Joplin himself. Shortly thereafter, he went to Sedalia, Missouri, where he met Joplin, and Joplin taught him his first, earliest rags. Traveled all over the South and Midwest, playing in honky-tonks, barrel houses, pool halls, roadhouses, confectionery stores, theaters, hotels, steamboats, notch houses, restaurants and saloons, etc., until he met a woman. He got married, settled down, and became a barber in Venice, California. And we wouldn't have known anything about him except that he had a piano in his barber shop. And people would say to him, "Well, that's kind of unusual. Do you play that thing?" And of course, that was all he needed. He'd get over there and start pounding away on it and entertain people. And one of his customers had a tape recorder, and that's why we have Brun Campbell's music to appreciate even today. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it because nothing he ever composed, I won't say wrote, he composed, was ever written down. Not until very, very late when somebody transcribed his works for us to have. So I'm going to be displaying my bias tonight because I'm a big Brun Campbell fan, and so we're going to be listening to a lot of his pieces tonight. We'll start out with the man himself. So here, from one of those early, early recordings, here is Brun Campbell playing Brun's Slow Drag.
Thank you.
Well, that, folks, is Vintage Brun Campbell, Brun Slow Drag. You can hear his foot pounding on in the background there. And you always knew when Brun was through because he came to a very sudden stop at the end of each piece. He also tended to speed up as he went along, which three good ways to tell that you're listening to Brun Campbell. We won't be hearing much more of Brun tonight because we'll be hearing his music instead, and we have lots of folks who have recorded it, so off we go. Here is a guitar version of a Campbell piece played by Craig Ventresco, the guitar that was with the Bo Grumpus group for a while. It's called Salome Slow Drag. Craig Ventresco on guitar and Salome Slow Drag. On now to another well-known Campbell piece. It's called the Barbershop Rag. And most rags are written in 16-bar sections, but Campbell didn't always do things the way other people did. Good sign of a folk musician. So the first part of this is 16 bars. The second section is 8 bars. The third one is 15 and a half bars. And the last one is 16. And we'll go A, B, C, D twice so that you get a chance to check it out for yourself.
Thank you.
was Brian Keenan on piano and the Barbershop Rag by Run Campbell. Most of the Campbell pieces are run between 2 and 2.5 minutes, and that was no exception. But this next one, which is called the Blue Rag, played by Sister Jean, the ragtime queen, backed up by her husband Laundry Fat on washboard, better known as Jean and Paul Hewling. Their version of this is almost 4 minutes long. Let's see what it sounds like. That was Paul Hewling with the harmonica solo there on Blue Rag, played by Sister Jean, the ragtime queen, and Laundry Fat. Moving on now to a great Missouri ragtime composer and performer, Richard Egan, and a student of Brun Campbell's stuff, and helped to notate an awful lot of his works. Here is Egan to play the Campbell Cakewalk. Thank you. Richard Egan playing in the Campbell style. That was Campbell Cakewalk. Well, before Egan had transcribed a lot of these pieces, so we had sheet music, the way you learned Brun Campbell's stuff was just by listening to it over and over again until you finally figured it out. I'm sure that's what Trevor Tichenor did and his daughter Virginia Tichenor did. So let's listen to the Tichenor family trio, Trevor and Virginia, and also Virginia's husband, Marty Eggers, on bass. And we'll hear probably Campbell's best-known work, Chestnut Street, in the 90s. I practically defy you not to stomp your feet during Campbell's pieces. They have a wonderful rhythm to it that just calls out for you to clap your hands or stamp your feet or something. The Tichenor family trio there and Chestnut Street in the 90s. Here's another fan of Campbell's works, a gentleman from England named John Petley, who emigrated to the United States many years ago, now lives on the East Coast. Has performed in a lot of festivals. Here's John playing Campbell's piece, Essay in Ragtime.
Thank you.
John Petley, from his album called Rollicking Ragtime, played Essay in Ragtime by Campbell. And if that wasn't the definition of rollicking, I guess I don't know what was. All right, here is my favorite Brun Campbell piece. In fact, I've actually recorded it, and you're going to be subjected to my recording. It's called The Ginger Snap Rag. Ginger Snap Rag by Brun Campbell, played by yours truly. In case you joined us late this evening, we are celebrating the birthday of Brun Campbell. And now I forgot what it was, so I have my handy book here. Okay, March 26th, that's coming up in just a few days. So happy birthday to Brun Campbell. We're also listening to as much of his music as I can cram in tonight, so let's move right on. A great interpreter of Brun Campbell and a big fan of his is Trevor Tichenor. We've heard the Tichenor family trio a little earlier. He played one piano and his daughter played another one. But this will be Trevor, a solo piano piece, and a Campbell rag called the Barrel House Rag. Thank you. Schoolhouse Rag, played by the late, great Trevor Tichenor. Turn now to a group out of the Cincinnati area called the Elite Syncopators, featuring Terry Parrish on piano. It's a quartet with a washboard and a bass. And what am I forgetting? Oh, a banjo. There we go. Man. My memory's getting worse. This is a piece called Lulu White. And Lulu White was a well-known madam in the red light district of New Orleans many years ago. And so Campbell, I don't know if he ever visited Lulu White, but he certainly heard of her. And so he named this piece for her. Here are the Elite Syncopators. Lulu White, as played by the Elite Syncopators. Well, this next gentleman was also a big fan of Brun Campbell, David Thomas Roberts. He actually recorded an album of Campbell's works called The Collected Brun Campbell, and it was recorded by none other than our own engineer and DJ here at KGNU, Fergus. To record this and record it properly, he got a piece of plywood, which he put down on the floor underneath the pedals so that he could stomp his feet on something that could be heard. And he recorded it on a Wurlitzer spinet piano so he'd get the right sound. So here is David Thomas Roberts and his version of Campbell's Frankie and Johnny Rag. Thank you. David Thomas Roberts and the Frankie and Johnny Rag. You couldn't miss the foot pounding on the piece of wood down there. In fact, I even think Fergus put a microphone down on the floor so he'd be sure to pick that up. And of course, you must have noticed that it sped up as it went along. Another one of Campbell's trademarks that David Roberts tried to emulate. Well, I need to talk about something else here for a minute before we get back to our music. A fan of ragtime, although he came to it later in life, was an author named Larry Karp. And Larry wrote a couple of mysteries featuring Brun Campbell as the chief character in the mysteries. And they sold pretty well in the ragtime community and showed up on the internet and got quite a bit of publicity. This led, at a later date, to Larry Karp being contacted by somebody in Southern California, a fellow who said he bought a box of stuff at an auction that used to belong to Brun Campbell. And would Larry be interested in having it? And, of course, Larry immediately said, absolutely, how do I get it? He wound up driving to California from Seattle to get it and to bring it home and unpack it and try and figure out what on earth had he just inherited. Well, in this were some pieces of music that were actually notated by Campbell. I think the first instance that we knew about that he could actually write music down. And so we're going to listen to a couple of pieces that are brand new to the Campbell lexicon, new in the last 3 years, I think. We don't know when they're written, but we do know that Campbell actually notated them himself. So here's one called Sapphire Blue Rhythm. And it'll be performed by ragtime violinist David Refkin and his ensemble called the American Ragtime Ensemble. David collaborated with Larry Karp to put together a wonderful CD of Campbell's works, including a lot of orchestral interpretations and some piano solos and some vocals, and we'll get to that in a moment. But here then, I think for the first time that I've played it on the air, is Sapphire Blue Rhythm by Brun Campbell, as played by the American Ragtime Ensemble. Thank you. Well, as it turns out, that was Richard Egan on piano. It was on this same album called Essays in Ragtime, the Music of Brun Campbell, featuring the American Ragtime Ensemble. But there were a few solos by Richard Egan, and this was one of them, and I missed the fact that it was, so I apologize. We also were treated to some vocals, some songs that Campbell had written that were in that same box. And so here is the American Ragtime Ensemble back, and the vocalist is Sean Sharp from Southern California, and a piece that where Campbell wrote the music and he also wrote the words. It's called He's That Hard-Hearted Revenue Man.
Don't make no difference if I'm in a jam and have to borrow on the Morris plan. I get that notice from the revenue man. I drink my liquor and drink beer from a can, but I can see the footprints of the revenue man. It won't do no good to go to another land. You're on right into that revenue man. I guess I shouldn't jump into the frying pan. For all that dough goes to Uncle Sam. He's the revenue man, he's the revenue man. I work all the time as hard as I can, and there he is holding out his hand. If you don't pay him, you'll land in the can. He's always after me, wherever I am. He's that hard-hearted revenue man. He's the revenue man, he's the revenue man. I work all the time, as hard as I can. And there he is, holding out his hand. You don't pay him, you'll land in the can. He's always after me, wherever I am. He's that hard-hearted revenue man.
Probably won't be a million seller, but it's very interesting. Music and lyrics by Brun Campbell. He's that hard-hearted revenue man, sung by Sean Sharp with the American Ragtime Ensemble. Well, there are three of our ragtime performers that are great fans of Brun Campbell. One is Tom Shea, which we'll get to a little later. Another, of course, is David Thomas Roberts, and the third one is Trevor Tischner. And in fact, the three of them have sort of been bundled together and called Bruins Boys. And in 1985, John Hancock, a ragtimer from the St. Louis area, wrote a piece called Bruins Boys, featuring the opening section. The A part is from Tom Shea's Little Wabash Special. The B part is from David Roberts' Creole. And the C part is from Trevor's Show Me Rag. And then the closing section was composed by John. I rearranged it slightly and put it on my album called Bruins Boys. And so here is that. Yours truly with Bruins Boys, written by John Hancock, featuring the music of Tom Shea, David Thomas Roberts, and Trevor Tichenor. Well, I mentioned Tom Shea was a real fan of Bruin Campbell, and when Trevor first heard Tom Shea play, it brought tears to his eyes because he thought, my gosh, here is the disciple of Bruin Campbell, a man that will continue the tradition, which Tom did until he was cut short by a heart attack. So here is a piece written by Tom Shea, which has been recorded by numerous artists, including Virginia Tichenor. So let's listen to this 1964 composition called The Bruin Campbell Express. And it kind of sounds a little bit like a railroad train, but it sure features the sound of Campbell and the sound of Tom Shea mixed together.
Thank you.
The Bruin Campbell Express. Tom Shea wrote it, Virginia Tischner played it. Well, that brings us down to the end here. We've got one more piece. We'll get part of it in. We've been celebrating Bruin Campbell's life and Bruin Campbell's music tonight. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this wonderful folk ragtimer and his music. So we'll go out tonight with Richard Egan playing Grandpa's Stomps. And this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for being with us and hope you'll be with us again next week at the same time. Time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks for that toe tapper, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU, which I'm affectionately titling Walking and Swinging. They're all swinging songs from the big band era, so stay tuned for some really fun sounds. back as a teenager, I traveled down to Five Points to meet a musician by the name of John Harrington, who played clarinet and saxophone with a wonderful band headquartered in Kansas City, the Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. And, of course, included in that band was not only the great John Harrington, but also Mary Lou Williams at the piano. And so the real swinging Andy Kirk band, who often appeared here in Denver, will get us started with Walkin' and Swingin'.